Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept your perfect heal of the starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal of the starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal of the starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand. Stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Go.
Welcome. You have tuned in to the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show, and I want to thank you so much for coming today. This is Cindy Sharp, and as you know, it's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. It's quick, short, and spiritually based ideas to help you in an easy, fast way and give you some ideas of helping you grow that business and, as I love to say, create raving, loving fans. So, again, welcome. We've been doing a five-week series, or we are not five-week, oh my goodness gracious, that would be a long one. We've been doing a five-day series, and if you've tuned in the last couple of days, we talked about being aware, and we talked about gratitude. And today, we're bringing in the next thing that we need to do in this series, which the series is Healing the Healing Business in Five Steps. So, there's some certain places that we need to take, you know, a little bit of a big breath and a self-look at ourselves and a little bit about how we look at our business. And awareness was about becoming aware in the moment that you are, you know, maybe getting a little off course. And gratitude is about wherever you are, whatever's happening. It doesn't matter. Okay, so, you know, your computer blew up, you know, so your clients didn't show up and you had three of them and all three of them in a row didn't show up. And trust me, I know how these things can be challenging. So, I send you lots of love and light around those things. But it's about not getting stuck there, right? It's about really having gratitude in knowing that spirit has called you and knowing that you're in the right place. And so one of the things that we are going to talk about today, or not one of the things, I'm sorry, in my real world life here, I have dogs and one of them decided they were going to bite the other one. So I had to just stop and pause for a second, which is a good thing for us all to do. But today it's about compassion. And in this step, these five steps to heal your business, we're really starting with some heal yourself things, because the fact of the matter is we do get stuck sometimes. The fact of the matter is there are things that are, you know, rushing around and we're not sure what the next step to take is. And, you know, as I always say, and I can say this because I'm a spiritual girl myself, is that us spiritual folks are not quite as clear on what is the next path to take. And sometimes we get stuck in our own muck before we're able to really move forward. And 2016 is the year of moving forward. And let me tell you, spirit is going to start. You know, they've been nudging you and they've been getting you those loving little pats, but you know what? They're going to start pushing because they want you to love your gift, heal your gift, and heal the world with your beautiful space. Talk about compassion and a little bit about how compassionate are we for ourselves. So I want you to just take a couple breaths and just kind of think about that and think, you know, do you, you know, beat yourself up a little bit? Are you having compassion for where you're at? Are you giving yourself the kudos that's, oh my gosh, you know, sometimes compassion is stopping and looking at where you've been and what you've done and maybe the path you've walked through in your life and all of a sudden going, oh my gosh, I've done really great here and I'm moving forward really well. Why don't I just give myself a little compassion about that? So here's what happens is that, you know, as we're moving around in this energy world, we have a tendency to get energy that gets a little stuck on us. A lot of it comes from our own self and our own thoughts and our own beliefs. It can come from, you know, outside negative things that are happening that we allow ourselves to be attached to. One thing about my teachings is I definitely teach very clearly, and it's very important to know that if you are going to be a groupie or fan of Sharpening Your Spirit and myself, Cindy Sharp, that I feel that we own our own path and that we are responsible for making the moves to make things work. But let's go back to the energy getting stuck, and here's the scoop. Energy gets stuck, and it's stuck, and what happens is it kind of lays around in your body, and it's hard to shake off. And, you know, a lot of times we do all sorts of little things to try to give ourselves a little bit of a upbeat pat on the back or to be able to relax into a little bit more self-compassion through, you know, maybe just looking at where we are and just, you know, giving ourselves a little yahoo girl or gentleman, you're doing great. So, but there's this one doctor that does these really neat compassion exercises, and I thought, you know, I love these, and I use them myself, and I would love to share them with you. It's Dr. Kristen Neff. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's a really super neat gal. All she does is compassion work. That is her. She is the compassion guru. And as we get more compassionate for ourselves, we heal our business, because as we move through this kind of loop of energy that we're moving through this week, awareness, gratitude, compassion, and then tomorrow it's a surprise. And then Friday we're going to do a whole big business healing. As we do this, I want to give you some, you know, little things and ideas that can help you, support you to become a little more self-passionate and a little more passionate for your business. Because sometimes when things aren't going the way that we think that they should, we kind of beat them up a little bit, right? So first off, one exercise that the doctor talks about is affectionate breathing. And affectionate breathing is where we really just calmly take one step back. We take a few beautiful deep breaths, and we really get into that energy of being affectionate for ourselves. You know, which of course is self-love, right? But it's that energy of affection. You know, we have so much wonderful energy for others that we can easily love others and easily give to others. And sometimes we forget to give ourselves affection. And so a little bit of affectionate breathing, just a few breaths when things are a little out of whack, is a great way to do it. This is one of my favorites, and that is a compassionate body scan. And a compassionate body scan is where we actually can lay down, sit down, you can do it standing up, but we really kind of scan ourselves, start from the toes up. Some people start from the head down. I'm here to say I'm not going to put any rules or regulations on how you do it, because you have to find what works for you. But it's really looking and seeing, is there an area where that energy is feeling stuck? And you know what I find often is it's one of my energy centers, one of my chakras that is really speaking loud to me. And as soon as I do that scan, it immediately comes up and I immediately know, oh, this is what I need to do. And so that helps release a little more compassion to myself and a little bit more self-love. Another thing to do is a loving kindness meditation. And a loving kindness meditation would be where all the time that you are within your deep meditation, within your deep own personal energy work, is that all you're doing is pouring love and kindness on yourself. And, you know, our goal here is to help you heal so you can heal others. And eventually this is going to heal your business. And so in this loving kindness meditation, there is nothing wrong with doing a little loving kindness and compassion for yourself. And then thinking a little bit about the fact that you want to do some loving kindness in your business and how that's all going to look. So you could add that in after taking care of you first. And then sometimes just noting your emotions, you know, throughout the day. And that comes back to our first talk that we had about awareness, and that is being aware of where you're at, being aware of the thoughts you're bringing to the table at this minute. So those are some great ideas to help you and to kind of soften the energy around you, because it's that loving, soft energy that brings in others, that loving, beautiful, soft energy. And to be working from that soft energy and to be coming from that soft energy is a beautiful place. So this week, take a compassion break for yourself. If there's any time that you're feeling your energy is a little bit stuck, make sure that you stop, you're aware, you're grateful of where you are, and then take a break and just be compassionate for yourself. And have a loving, loving week. So this is Cindy Sharp. I'm signing off. I wanted to share that I teach classes on the Spirituality Center, so please look me up there. You can also look me up at sharpeningyourspirit.com. I often give out free goodies, so that's a good place to go too. And then what my goal is to help spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business and to really create raving, loving fans that come back again and again and again. So, meet me again tomorrow, same place, same time, sending you big love, big light, and a big kiss. Take care.